Welcome back to Let's Talk About It. We're here on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400, 97.1 FM, and streamed at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Tara Kapp with RM Stout. And Tara, welcome to our show.
Woot woot, how are you, Warren?
I am fantastic. And just to preface this just a little bit, this is the third time we've set something up to have you come on to Let's Talk, so people know that you've been very busy.
Let me just point out that Warren Abrahamson puts up with so much guff from me, it's not even funny. So added kudos to you for me either not showing up and getting a hold of you later going, oh my gosh, dude, I got swept away. Oh, he's such a guy. So
appreciate
I give
that.
Him lots of kudos.
Thank you so much, Tara. And so Tara joining us, it is that time of the year once again, the annual Running of the Pink sponsored by RM Stout in Jamestown, going on 10 years now.
I just got goosebumps again. I'm not even lying. I'm so excited about the fact that this is the 10th year. Now, I've been involved for only half of those 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so looking back, I know we've talked about this before, but we always want to make sure the history is known. You know, when Casey and Doug came along and said, Casey Stout, our owner, Doug Clout, manager, they said, you know, there's needs in the community and we want to give back because that's what you do when you've been in a community for 76 years.
Yeah.
And so they kind of looked at, well, there's not a lot of running events. People like to run. And so they kind of threw this together and said, we found a need where money can go. We found a want. People want to be involved. So they threw together the Running of the Pink. Now, the first time around, there was around somewhere between 40 and 60 individuals that were in the event, and that included some of the volunteers.
Yeah.
So last year, we topped 600 registrants. That does not include the volunteers and employees that were on the ground at the time helping. 600. So we went from 60 to 600, and now we move into 10 years, and we're just, truthfully, folks, we're humbled. We're excited that, wow, you have embraced this event. You have made it possible, and 10 years, we're there.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's coming up on June 3rd this year, and we got to get right into the details, Tara. How do people get involved in this?
You just show up, you register ahead of time. If you are listening, yes, you, the one with ears on your head, you're hearing me blab at you, you can be involved. It does not matter your fitness level. It doesn't matter if you've never laced up a pair of tennies. It doesn't matter if you are the top 10K runner in the nation. We want all of you there. So this is, yes, a competitive type of event. If you are a competitive runner, whether it be 5K or 10K, or if you just want to go for a nice Saturday morning stroll on a sunny morning with a fun, bright pink t-shirt with 500 other people, this is for you. So it's family friendly. It is all fitness levels friendly. It is, competitive friendly. This is the one for you. So 5K walk, okay. 5K run, 10K run, Saturday, June 3rd. So you can pre-register. You do get a few dollars off if you pre-register prior to May 20th. That's the early bird deadline.
Okay.
It's $20 for adults, $15 for youth and seniors. After the 20th, it just goes up $5.
Okay.
Now, that registration gets you into the event. So you can walk, you can run, you can do both. Keep in mind with the runners and for the 5K and the 10K, we do time you, okay? Yeah. There is, that is if you register for as being a runner, you are timed. And then the top three do get an award in both the men and women's categories.
Awesome.
Now, if you register as a walker and feel like you want to trot part of it, go for it. Absolutely. If you decide that you want to be a runner but decide you don't run the whole thing, but, you know, it's up to you, really.
Yeah, yeah.
So the runners are going to get their numbers. Walkers, we're not going to give you numbers this year because we're not timing you. We're not keeping track. However, when you do walk through the end line, we will holler out some time so you kind of get an idea of what you're up to.
Awesome.
Yeah. So registration, you can do it online. You can go to stoutcars.com. That's stoutcars.com. Facebook, come on, we're all social. Let's be social together. You can find us at Running of the Pink on Facebook. In fact, we just launched our Running of the Pink Facebook page. It is all Running of the Pink just a few weeks ago, a couple months ago, I should say. Hey, go online and like us, please, please, please. And you'll get all the information. There is a link there you can register online. You can register through the Stout Facebook page, which we would also love to have you like and be a part of our family.
Awesome.
If you'd rather, you can go online, print out a form. Okay, mail it in, send it in, walk on in. We have the forums there. Oh my gosh, we're everywhere. So
yeah, there's no excuse that you didn't hear or know about this because it's all over the place.
It is. And really, folks, even if you're not quite sure what you're doing, hey, I don't know what I'm going to do for lunch in a half hour. So I understand if you're like, oh my gosh, June 3rd, that's 3 weeks away. I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
If that morning you decide, you know what, it's beautiful outside, I just want to go for a stroll, come on up. We'll register you right up until just about the beginning of the event. Starts at 9 o'clock. So the way that works, You come to RM Stout. Keep in mind, folks, think about it. Last year we had 600 registrants. We had, what, between 600 and 700 people on the ground? That's a lot of cars. That's a lot of footsteps. That's some kids. That's some dogs. That's a lot of people. Just make sure when you're coming into the Buffalo Mall parking lot, by the way, thank you to the Buffalo Mall for putting up with this. When you drive on in, just, you know, be aware there's a lot of people. You can park in the mall parking lot. You can park behind the mall. And just, we want you to be cognizant of the fact that there's a lot of people. Yeah. But at 9 o'clock, the gun's going to go off. The 10K runners are going to take off on their jog. We give them a few minutes and then bam, the 5K runners, off they go. And then we give them a few minutes and then we'll start the walkers. Time wise, really, we're usually seeing people come back through by 10, 30, 11 o'clock with the last walkers. So it's a quick morning. And if any of you out there could say an extra prayer, dear Lord, could we have some beautiful weather like we've had for the last 9 out of the 10 years? That would be fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Tara Kapp again with RM Stout in Jamestown. The upcoming 10th annual running of the Pink will be on June 3rd. We didn't even talk about where the proceeds are going to, Tara. It's amazing.
It is. There go the goosebumps again. So here's how this works, folks. Every penny that from the registrations, the sponsorships, anyone donating anything. Ooh, by the way, we're raffling off a Pink Tandem two-seater bike.
Ooh. Woohoo!
You can go onto our Facebook page and see the pictures. We just got that ready yesterday. $10 awesome. A ticket. You do not have to be present to win. We will draw the winner at the run. Buy the ticket. Who knows? You could get, and it's really the only one out there. The 10th annual running of the Pink Tandem bike. Nobody else has one.
You know, I would only get a ticket if I knew I was going to ride on it with Casey later.
There you go.
Right?
Casey would ride on it. Absolutely.
I'm there.
Done. We will get Casey on there. Abso-darn-lutely. But that's another way we're raising some money. So back to the original point. The money, every penny of it stays local. And in fact, every penny that comes in goes to the event. RM Stout does not keep any of it for marketing, t-shirts, you name it. Mm-hmm. Every penny you give us goes here. So what happens now is the money goes to both the Women's Way chapter in Jamestown and the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, their foundation. And over the years, where the money has gone is kind of evolved a little bit. Originally, it was through Women's Way. And Women's Way is a national organization with a local chapter that helps individuals, both men and women, with breast and cervical cancer needs when it comes to getting screenings. Because there's a lot of blockades when it comes to the screenings, whether it be your insurance doesn't cover it or you can't make it into town. Or there's all sorts of reasons people say, I'm not going to go get my mammogram or anything. Women's Way recognized that that's not acceptable. We need to help with that. And so that chapter is in Jamestown and has been around for quite a long time. Now, as the years have come around, the medical center has created the foundation to where they utilize funds to give to individuals who need whatever they need. And from there, a number of years ago, the regional medical center here in Jamestown was the first in the state of North Dakota to bring in 3D mammography, which is huge. And I know there's still people out there that did not know this about our medical center. Now, 2D mammography, great, grand, wonderful. It certainly helps detect any sort of, you know, lumps or issues.
Irregularities.
Exactly. Yeah. However, 2D mammography is a little bit older technology and doesn't catch things as soon as it can. Folks, I want you to take a pen. When you get a chance, put it on a piece of paper and you see that little dot? That is stage zero cancer. That is what 3D mammography technology can detect. Stage zero, folks. Oh my gosh. Stage zero at a little pen dot. This technology can detect breast cancer that early. And so the medical center has what's called now, they launched this last year. So again, we're evolving where the money is helping out.
Mm-hmm.
They have the No Excuses program. Okay. Anyone who's listening, men, women, I want you to pay attention to this. When it says no excuses, that's what they mean. They did some research a number of years ago as to in Stutsman County, which whether by population or square footage, we are the largest county in the state of North Dakota.
Right,
okay,
right.
So over our county, 50% of women, and there's a percentage of men as well, but 50% of the women had never had a mammogram. Okay.
Wow.
Anyone that's listening to you and I right now, Warren, has been touched by cancer some way, some form. There is no one out there that has not had a friend or family member or coworker or themselves without a cancer diagnosis. Somebody knows somebody. Okay. It's like a common cold in this area, unfortunately. Right. So you have to understand the significance of 50% of the women in this county alone have never received a mammogram. That is outlandish. And so the hospital said, this can't happen.
No.
We cannot have this continue. And so the No Excuses program is there to make sure, okay, well, let's say you don't have insurance, which sometimes it's, and let's face it, it's unaffordable for the majority of our population.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have insurance. So you're going, well, I'm not going to get a mammogram because I don't have insurance and I don't have the money. That No Excuses program is there for you to take advantage of. Maybe you do have insurance and it doesn't cover everything. No excuses. That program is there for you. Maybe your insurance covers everything, but you're in a rural area and you don't have transportation to Jamestown. guess what? No excuses is there. Maybe you received a diagnosis that's not so good and you need someone to talk to. You need some therapy. You need some counseling. No excuses is there. No excuses.
I love it.
I know.
It's clear cut dry. There it is.
So all the money that we raise for the running of the pink goes to the Women's Way program and the No Excuses program through the Jamestown Regional Medical Center. It all stays local. And if you're listening at some point in time, mm-hmm. that money is there to help you, someone you know, and someone you love. And all you have to do is come up and walk or run or skip or jump. Take selfies and post them and smile and hug. And you're wearing a fun pink T-shirt and... Yeah. It's really that simple.
Raise awareness, healthy, raising money. It's a fantastic event. Tara Kapp with RM Stout in Jamestown. Let's get those details one more time if they want to call you, get questions, sign up or anything like
that. Okay, here we go. Stoutcars.com. Find us on Facebook. Look for RM Stout and Running of the Pink. Like us both. We're all friends and family. You can get all the information there. Come into the dealership. We're located just over here. We're neighbors to the radio station.
Yep.
We're at the junction of I-94, 281 South, Jamestown. You want to give us a jingle? We love to talk to you. 701-252-2270. We are on the World Wide Web. We are very social. Our doors are open. However you can find us, all you have to do is find us. And folks, I want to just make mention that, you know, not only do you as registrants raise the money, but our sponsors do too. Mm-hmm. And again, every penny that comes in goes back to the community. So huge thank you to, number one, the Jamestown Rural Fire Department kicked in $1,000 this year.
Wow.
Yeah, they helped too. They've been there the last couple of years to help us out with whatever we need. Kudos to you guys. You're all volunteer firemen, holy buckets, and now you're
That's
kicking
great.
In that bucks. We love it. And on that note, if you remember, not last year, but the year before, we had Vivian, the pink fire truck, with North Dakota Pink Heels Tour.
Yeah.
Bam, she's coming back
again. She's coming back.
So it's nice. So exciting. I encourage you to look up what the Pink Heels Tour is all about, but pinkheelstour.com, you can find them. So Vivian's going to be here. Mike Harris and the gang at IDK, they're jumping back on board as one of our major sponsors along with Ameripride of Jamestown and the area. Thank you. And the Jamestown Sun, some of our major sponsors. We also want to say thanks to Verizon Cellular Communications here in Jamestown, AgriCover, Tia Tanning, Newman Outdoor Advertising, Cavendish Farms, D&B Portables, University of Jamestown, Anytime Fitness, and of course to our RM Stout employees. They help raise money all year round as well. Everybody, huge hug, air radio hug. Thank you for sponsoring this event and making it a possibility.
I love it. Perfect. So get it on your calendars. June 3rd, check it out. Running of the Pink. Tara, thanks for joining us.
No problem, Warren. I appreciate your time.